Welcome in to the official Guru Nation Fantasy Football Podcast. I got a special guest today, the one and only Snake. He's joining us live. How are we doing?
Hiss. I'm doing quite well. I'm doing magical. I'm doing cosmic. How are you doing?
Doing good. Magical is a good word. It's a magical day. It's a magical Wednesday. We're out here.
Yeah.
We're talking. I wanted to know personally, just a little bit about you. I want to know, like, how did your personas of Snake and Thanos, how did they come to be?
I used to be Huff Boss. I used to be Rick Ross, like, every
day. You're Rick Ross.
Yeah. But then I was like, man, I need to switch this shit up. So I became, Optimus Grind. Everything cartoons and, like, Marvel and shit was on that. But the reason why people call me the Snake is because on draft night, I swindled Justin Lum, the commissioner of all commissioners. I swindled him out of his pick of Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey, and he just started calling me the Snake.
Wow. Wow.
And after that, he was like, do not pick Leonard Fournette. But I'm like, you can't control my
draft. Yeah.
You can't control and tell me what to pick. So I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. I just became the Snake.
Became the Snake off that. And then Thanos, I'm assuming, is because you're just dominating in both Matrix and Alpha. And, you know, no one can take
you down. I'm Thanos. Well, that too. I am dominating. But it's because I love Marvel. I love all the Marvel movies. Like, it's all connected since Iron Man. It's just been, I love Marvel. So I just became Thanos.
Gotcha. Self-proclaimed?
Self-proclaimed.
All right, I like it. I like Thanos. It's a nice spin, and you embody it well within the nation.
Yeah, and I'll put them together, so I'm Infinity Snake now.
Yeah, Infinity Snake. There we go. That's how we got it.
Yep.
All right, so I want to know how when you first started playing fantasy football, like, how did you originally get into it?
I think it was honestly from March Madness.
Really?
Yeah. Like in 2003, I think.
Wow.
And then just one thing led to another. And then Ryan and Alpha, he told me that Justin and them, because I used to play football with them, but then they said that he had a league, so I just joined a league. But I played basketball before I even played football.
Oh, wow. So you're balling up there. You're playing football with these guys. Are you balling them up, or how's it going on the court over there?
No, I mean, like, fantasy basketball.
Oh, fantasy basketball.
I don't...
Well, are you balling them up in fantasy basketball?
No, I don't even play fantasy basketball anymore. That's too much.
Yeah, too much. Every day, you got to grind it. No, you're setting.
Yeah.
Too much, man. Football
keeps too much.
All right. So, I want to know, like, personally, just from your perspective, I've seen you now in two leagues, and Major had put together this, you know, spreadsheet of essentially all the teams and comparing them league. You had two of the top three teams, which I find is very impressive. I want to know, like, what do you do differently that makes you the best player in Guru Nation?
I wouldn't say that I'm the best player, but just, like, I think I have the best method. Because a lot of people just go off, like, potential and hoopla. Like, I just want the best production per stat per player. Like, if your quarterback's supposed to get you 20 points, I want 20 points.
Gotcha.
But everybody else just goes like, oh, I need that star, I need that blue chip. Like, I just want the best position player at every position on my team to get the most points.
So you aren't caught up in the hype. You're more just like, all right, who's this guy that's going to perform for me at these positions and get me the points, instead of worrying about, oh, who's going to make these flashy plays, who's going to have these big weeks. You just want kind of that steady consistency throughout the roster, from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I want my floor. So, like, for example, I got DeAndre Hopkins. Like, he's going to get you points on the floor every single week. But when he explodes, it's the bonus.
Exactly.
Those are the kind of players I want. I don't want no people that I got to wait on and
wait
till they have a big game, then they just disappear. Like Calvin Ridley. Like, he has some good games, but we all know Mohamed Sanu was the real, like, number two in that system, and he had consistency.
Yeah,
I just want consistency.
100%. And with rookies like that, you're going to have to wait for them to break out when it comes to wide receivers. So, I gotcha. Alrighty, so I know you were involved a little bit with the campaign, just from your own different councils you're being recruited to, and then your own campaign that you're running. I just want to talk a little bit about the whole campaign, and then just also, were you surprised that Joseph ended up winning?
Am I surprised at how he won or that he won?
Both.
Honestly, like, that's what I said with the Thanos shit. Like, I had all this shit in order. I had it planned. That's why I said I wanted to run, because I just wanted to see, like, what people was doing, because I felt like if I was on somebody's council, then that they'd automatically win. I wanted it to be a real race, so that's why I made my candidacy and then dropped out, and then just wanted to see who Spitter would get, because we all knew that Kurt was, like, the early favorite. He was the man. He had the pedigree. He was quiet, but, like, dude, he's been doing fantasy football for as long as people been alive, yeah. So you ain't really got to worry about that. But just Spitter, it's just like, he was a new gun. He was Obama. He had that new fire. Did I expect for him to win? Nah, I really didn't. Because I ain't going to front. Like, everybody think I was instantly going to vote for Kurt, but, like, I was undecided. I was on both people's teams. Like, everybody had me on their campaign. I was working for Spitter. I was working for Kurt. I was in the North. Like, I was working everybody's angles. That's true Thanos style. I had control.
Wow. And of course you waited to the end. You wanted to kind of get your say in at the end, see how everything played out.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a swing vote. It really did.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to the Madden game.
Shout out to the Madden game. Panthers versus Falcons. Oh,
loved it.
All right. No, so kidding. So when all this is going on with you know, the whole Madden game situation, and Spitta's not showing up on time to the game, and everyone's freaking out about those vote changes, you had compared GN at this time to two different things. You compared it to an insane asylum, and you compared it to a fire festival. And I want to know your thoughts on what you're seeing behind GN at this time.
Because, like, it's just fuckery. It's just fuckery all the time. It's pretty quiet right now. I don't know when you're going to release this, but it's pretty quiet. But, like, that whole, like, couple, 2 weeks, it was just a fuck fest. Like, people getting mad, people getting upset, like, just votes, like, council members, like, just people just got to relax. There was nothing that was going on that we didn't already know. People had all this hype build up and nothing happened. And that's why I compared it to Fire Fest, because, like, the imagery of it was beautiful. Like, oh, we going to Vegas, Joe Spitter don't know what he doing, like, does he even have a council? Like, it was just night and day on both sides. That's why I said it was Fire Fest, because nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, it was just craziness. Everyone's at their throats, and it was mad.
Yeah. Non-stop fighting, like, going live, like, did all this shit with Yada. I don't want to get into that again, but, like, everything just trickled down, and it was like Fire Fest.
It was. I had to watch the documentary because to understand what exactly was going on. And I was like, once I saw it.
Did you understand it, though?
Yes, I understand it now. Right. I was okay. Like, all right. That's kind of funny, actually. All right. During the process, I want to know, I mean, you mentioned that you didn't want to be on either council, but there's a time and place that you were considering joining, you know, Joseph's council. What was the end reason for that, not joining?
Honestly, everybody asked me to be on that council. Because I don't know if you remember when Yada was running, but then he dropped out. And then I was running, but I did that after. I was like, I just need time, because everybody asked me. But now I was on Spitters, and then I was like, honestly, like, I don't want to go through another dynasty. I don't want to pay another $400, because honestly, this is the first year where I haven't had to do any research. I don't care about no rookie class, no underclassmen. Like, I just wanted a break, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So that was like the underlining thing. I just wanted to take a break this year, and if Justin or whatever does something else afterwards, then I'll be ready for that. But if not, then it is what it is.
Yeah. Word on the street. Just talked to Justin yesterday about this. We actually had a podcast about Infinity, the league. Do you have any thoughts on that? You excited for it? You think you have a good chance to make it in?
I'm juiced as fuck about Infinity. I really am, because I am. The only thing that I would want different, like, I want you to be able to bring your team. That's the only thing that I would want. Because if your team is that good, that was the team that you had. So you want to rep that team that got you. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I have about it. But aside from that, like, I ain't got no problem doing a redraft and busting people's ass. I have no problem. Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be in the first one because I got two dominant-ass teams. So
that's true.
I'm going to get a bid. And you get to play against everybody from every other league. It's like, that's what you want to do. Because you get tired of being in the same league. Not tired of being in the same league, but playing the same people over and over again.
That definitely mixes things up and gets something new to, you know, get some more bragging rights there towards the whole nation instead of just one league. So when you joined or when you created your own campaign, the first person that you brought on as your council member was Aaron Kagan, and everyone kind of was a little confused, wondering why you brought him on. I want to know, like, what did you see in AK to bring him on board your council as your first council member?
I brought AK on because I seen what Kurt was doing to him in the North. And, like, he goes back and forth. AK is a good-ass dude. Like, aside from, like, fantasy football and shit, like, he's just a good-ass dude, and he's just passionate about his shit. That is something that I admire about AK. That's something I love about AK. But I just wanted him to get some light. I just wanted for him to get some shine to see, like, it's not, you're not just the shitter of fucking GN Nation. Like, you got a voice. Like, get people on your team. That's why I wanted to help groom him and help him, like, be a part. Like, I knew, of course, like, I was going to drop out, but, like, I really wanted him to, like, see what this shit is really about and understand it's not just about being on the forum. Just, like, real conversations outside. It's real debates. It's real conversations. It's real grind and real commitment that you got to get people. And he did the work. So, like I said, if worst come to worst, like, if something else pop up, like, I know AK will be ready to be, you know, Team Thanos if shit pop off or whatever. Because he got the Hawaii tendency, you feel me? So,
he does.
We'll see. Yeah.
He does, man. I like that when you bring him on board. He definitely is a really big part of GN, just in terms of what he brings and the whole factor behind that. All right, so I want to know one last question before we hop into some alpha-related matters. I want to know, for you, Infinity Snake, what is your end game?
I can't tell you.
Can't tell me. Can't give us a little hint, a little sneak peek.
Well, I mean, if you saw me doing a podcast, you can find out April 26th.
April 26th.
Yeah, you know what comes out on April 26th.
Oh, man. All right, then. We'll have to check back with you April 26th.
Yes. We'll have to see.
Get this question answered for us. Because that's what we're all wondering. We're all wondering, what is your end game, man?
Hey, I'm putting on the gauntlet. That's all I'll say.
The gauntlet. Alrighty. Alright, so let's switch over to some alpha-related matters. Let's talk about the champ a little bit. George, what did he do well to be able to win last year in alpha?
He built his team to beat me.
That was his goal.
Period.
To take
Period.
Out the snake.
Point blank. He built his team to beat me.
So was this like a multi-year process that took him to build this team, or was this something that he just kind of put together in a year or two to kind of?
Joe, I ain't gonna front. He had one of the most powerful teams, but I think my running backs, he was kind of like low, because he had wide receiver power. I had running back power.
Gotcha.
But now he balanced out this year and made it easier for him to get back, because I really didn't do any changes last year from winning, because I still don't even have a number two receiver, but. Like I said earlier, with the consistency from, like, top to bottom, it just projected me to a championship or back into a championship so I can make up for not having enough number two. But his team, George's team, was way more balanced than mine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Those receivers ended up taking me out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. All right, so there's a new rule change potentially coming out to Alpha. That Miguel and Justin are proposing a new taxi squad. What are your thoughts on this potential change?
Love it. Because it changes my strategy where draft picks don't mean shit. You actually, not saying that you gotta use all your draft picks, but I think we got 7 rounds of draft picks.
Wow.
But we got defensive players too, so if you see that young stud or that young wide receiver that's going to take 2 to 3 years anyway, you could just keep them, you know, and not even worry about throwing them on free agency and picking them up towards the, like, playoffs or something. You ain't got to worry about it. Or that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't even know what taxi service or taxi squad work like that in Dynasty, but I know it's his extra spot. So
yeah, it's about grooming the young guys to have them on your team, the ones who don't see the field at first. All right, so just an observation that I've had just throughout being in GN is, for the most part, Alpha seems to be like relatively quiet throughout the forum. I'm just curious, like, why do you think this is? Do you think it's because everyone's been together for so long, or what's up with that?
Honestly, because everybody in Alpha's, I wouldn't say like older, but just have more matured lives.
Gotcha.
Everybody in Matrix and Trinity, like, we still about to fuck shit.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why you see all the people who are in other leagues are part of Alpha too. But like, Alpha has already been etched in stone. Like, it's polished, it's smooth. Like just to say, it runs by itself.
Yeah.
Like, it's just there for fantasy football. But like, when the season start up, the shit talking gonna come. But it's just a PG-13 movie. But Trinity and Matrix is like NC-17. Like, that shit.
It always
get
is.
Ready, like, you need an adult. Like,
it's like a reality TV show at times.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So, is there anything to currently report in Alpha as far as news, drama, trades going on behind the scenes?
You said in Alpha?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It's quiet. It's
hibernating right now.
Hibernating. You can hear the crickets chirping in the background.
Yeah, we just got a rule change. That's about it.
There you go. There's the news.
Breaking. Tell Adam Schefter what's up.
Tell Adam Schefter, alrighty. Alright, so looking ahead towards next year, we saw, you know, Joseph kind of, you know, rise from the ashes and become, you know, a force in Alpha last year. Who's a team that you kind of see being, you know, under the radar this year that didn't do so well last year that you could see rise to be a potential championship contender this year in Alpha?
I mean, everybody who's on the top is on the top. Only person I can really see, it ain't no underdogs no more in Alpha, because wow, everybody know what their teams are. But like, I can see Spitter like making a run, or probably D-Hawk, because he got a weird ass team. But with him and what's his name, Patty Mahomes, like,
ooh,
that dude, he can take you there by himself. So
that's nice.
I say them too. The brotherly love, I guess.
That's true.
So I say them too. But they still gotta come through me, so fuck that.
So heading into the next year, you know, you came runner up, you lost to George, and your team for the most part is very strong. What do you feel like you can do to improve your team heading into next year?
I need a number two receiver like nobody's business. I got Dez Bryant, he dead.
Oh,
I got
man.
Mohamed Sanu, he on his last leg. I got Lamar Jackson on the trading block, if anybody listening. I need a number two receiver. I need a 1A, 1B receiver for Lamar Jackson. His dynasty, they giving him up. Ravens is going all in with them. I need a number two receiver so I can dominate.
Wow, and it's so a fair Lamar trade. Jackson on the block for a receiver to pair him up with D. Hopkins. So you can get that ring that you've been chasing.
Yes.
Alrighty, man. Sounds good. That's basically all the questions I have. Anything else you wanted to add as far as anything you want to touch on before we hop off here?
I wish everybody the best of luck next season. I know AK is itching right now to get some trades popping off in Matrix, but we get.
You
all
want
that
something
stuff
funny? What's something funny about that?
What's up?
So within 10 minutes within me announcing I'm in the Matrix, I get a text from AK, and he's like, yo, I want Allen. I have two Allens on my team. I have Keenan Allen, and I have Josh Allen. And this whole time, I think he's talking about Josh Allen. He's talking about Keenan Allen. So we agree to this trade, like, within 5 minutes. And I'm like, hell yes, I got Josh Allen off my team. And he's like, hell yeah, I got Keenan Allen. Next thing you know, we're like right on the podcast, and I sent him the questions for the thing. Are any trades going on? He's like, yeah, the Keenan Allen trade. So I'm calling him. I'm like, yo, I ain't trading you Keenan Allen. I thought I was trading you Josh Allen. He's like, no, man. He's like, no, man, I ain't doing it. So he's like all sad because he's like excited. He's like, you already posted on the forum about Keenan Allen. And I was just, I didn't even know what the heck was going on.
Oh, but, so that's why he posted that.
Yes. Okay. And then it was funny because in the comments, Nihal, he said, yo, let me get Keenan Allen from you. And I said, all right, talk to me. And AK texted, AK messaged me. And he goes, yo, is that trade still on? I go, yeah, dude. I go, yeah, man. I'm not going to bail on a trade with you. But I didn't know I was talking Keenan Allen. So this whole time he's thinking I'm like going to bail on a trade. And I was like, nah, dude, we're good. And then found out it was the wrong player.
Yeah, man, you gotta watch out for the squirrel. That's
funny.
Okay, love that guy.
Yo, man, I'm coming for you, Matrix, Aaron. I'm coming for you.
I know you are. I'm waiting. My team is stacked over there too. I always get what I want. I'm Thanos. That's why I'm Thanos. I got what I wanted. Mission accomplished. It's gonna take you a little while though. This team was kind of trash.
Yo, give me 2 years. 2020 championship contender.
This, I got you. I'm gonna be waiting.
This is the rebuilding year, but we're coming for you next year.
All right,
bro. All right, well, appreciate talking to you, Aaron. Much love. Great talking with you. I know we're gonna be, you know, touching up here shortly, maybe in a couple weeks. Just, you know, touch on some alpha related matters. Anything that else pops up, anything that you want to talk about, I would love to have you on again. Appreciate it, my man. Without further ado,
deuces. Alpha correspondent out.
Alpha correspondent. Peace.